This simple passage here in Colossians 2 is talking about how important it is that we as God's children be grounded in the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 6, the Bible says, Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. So built up in Him. That's our title. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for Your wisdom. I pray for Your guidance in our service this morning, that Jesus Christ would be in control and also be glorified, that, Lord, hearts would be touched by the power of Your Word, that we would open our hearts to hear, that lives would be changed. Lord, there may be some here today not born again. I pray they'll realize, as Jesus said, they must be born again. Those of us that are Christians, Lord, may we take to heart how important it is that we be grounded in Thee. So we give You this service and thank You for it. In Christ's name, amen. As ye have therefore received, if you're a Christian this morning, if you're born again, you have received Christ Jesus the Lord. This is talking to Christians, those that have received Jesus into their lives, those that have trusted Him as their Savior, and He came and indwelt in the person of the Holy Ghost, made you His temple. But receiving Christ is the prerequisite to this entire passage. You must have received Jesus. Look at John chapter 1, verse 12 as a cross-reference. And I hope that everyone in this room can say, I have received Jesus. If you haven't, you need to. It's imperative that you do. It's the only way that you will escape the condemnation of your sin, which is to go to hell. James chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. As many as received Him, here in John 1, 12. Jesus must be received. He must be believed on and He must be received. The Bible says in 1 John 5, 12, He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. You must have the Son to have eternal life. And if you do, as back in our verse, Colossians 2, 6, what does God want from us? He wants us to walk in Him. He wants us to be rooted in Him. He wants us to be built up in Him. He wants us to be established in the faith. This is God's will for His children. Once we've received Christ, that's just the beginning. It's not the end. It's the beginning of what God wants from us, which is that we grow. We're babies when we first get saved, when we first receive Christ. We're babes in Christ. God wants us to continue to grow and have those deep roots in Him, in His Word. So let's talk about these four things. First, He says, walk ye in Him. So that implies that we're going somewhere. Amen? We're not sitting, we're walking. We're moving forward for Jesus Christ. But we're to do it in Him. Most of you know Colossians 2:20, but let's turn there. God wants us to now live our lives in Him. To walk in Him, to let Him be in control of our lives. And this, by the way, is a conscious decision that we must make every day. It's not automatic. Once we get saved, Jesus doesn't move in and just completely take over our decision-making process. It doesn't work like that. We must decide to walk in Him. Colossians 2:20. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So do you see what Paul is saying there? The life that I'm now living, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. So we are to be walking in Him. Go to Galatians chapter 5 now, just a couple chapters over. Verse 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So as Children of God that have received Jesus Christ, we're to be walking in Him. In other words, letting Him run our lives. But that's something we have to decide every day. Lord, this is your life, not mine. This is your day, not mine. Please take control. Walk in the Spirit. So the Bible says that at any given time, we are either walking in the Spirit or we are walking in the flesh. And the choice is always ours. Down to verse 25 of chapter 5. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, the first thing He wants from us is that we walk in Him, that we go forward in Him, that we are serving, but we're doing it in Him, through Him. Second thing, Colossians 2:6 or 2:7, rooted and built up in Him. So this word rooted, it means just what it says, that you are grounded. The tree cannot stand without roots, can it? Those roots, yeah, they're there to suck moisture out of the ground, but they're also there so the tree doesn't fall over. And this is what God wants, is that we be rooted or grounded in Him. Go to Colossians 1, just back one chapter, verse 23. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you've heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, and so forth. But notice it says grounded and settled. Grounded in Christ. You know, the recruiting ground for the cults and the charismatics is not the unsaved. They go after people that have some church background. They go after people that are even sometimes born again, but they're not rooted in Christ. They're not grounded in their faith. And so someone comes along and says, oh, that's great that you believe in Jesus. Now let me tell you more. Let me teach you more. Let me give you more information. And most of the converts to the Jehovah's Witness, to the Mormons, even to the Charismatics, are people that already are saved or at least have some church background. Isn't that scary? Because they're not rooted. They're not grounded in Christ. God said in Psalm 92:13, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. God wants us to be planted or rooted in Christ, rooted in His church, rooted in His Word. And without roots, we can't grow and we're going to fall over, aren't we? That's why He's using the Word. So if we've received Christ Jesus the Lord, number one, He wants us to walk in Him. Number two, to be rooted in Him. But then, verse 7, built up in Him. So you got to have the roots first, amen? Just like when you build a house, you got to have the foundation first, or it's just going to fall over. So you got to have something for it to stand on, something to keep it stable, and then you build up. And this is what God wants. He wants us to be rooted in Him, but also built up in Him. What does that mean? It means to grow up, to become more mature as a child of God in our faith. And He's going to use His Word, He's going to use trials, He's going to use church to what? Romans 8:29, conform us to the image of His Son. This is what He wants from all of us. Look at Ephesians 4:14. We'll see some examples here in the Word of how we are to be built up in Him. This is God's will for every believer. Yes, He wants every person saved. That's why Christ died. But once we are saved, what does He want? He wants us to grow. Ephesians 4:14. That we henceforth be no more children. So what's God saying? That you aren't to stay a child as a Christian. You're not to stay young, you're to grow up. This isn't talking about your physical age, by the way. This is talking about your spiritual maturity. that you be no more children. Because look what happens to children. Tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. Why? Because they're not rooted and they're not built up in Christ. They're carried about. Every something new comes along. Oh, I'll go follow that and I'll follow that. By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. God wants us to grow. Let's look at another one in Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. So if you've received Christ, what does he want? He wants you to walk, go forward in him. He wants you to be rooted or grounded in him. And he wants you to be built up in him, to continue to be growing. Look at Hebrews 5, 12. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. So the writer of Hebrews here is rebuking those he's writing to, saying, many of you aren't growing. That we have to reteach you the basics of the Christian life. You're to be growing up. You're to be built up in Christ. You're not to stay a baby. You're not to stay. And how do we know they're babies? Because they're drinking milk. Well, that's something we can all relate to, isn't it? Babies drink milk. Verse 13, everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a what? Babe. There it is. He's a babe. So it's not God's will that we stay babies. And keep drinking milk and drinking milk. One of the saddest things is when you meet Christians, they've been saved a long time, but they don't know the Word of God. They're not rooted. They're not grounded. They can't defend their faith. They're still drinking milk. And just like it's not natural in the physical sense to see a 10-year-old child walking around drinking milk and never eating food, it's not God's will that we as Christians do that either. He wants us to graduate to the meat. He wants us to be built up. Look at one more, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. The last verse in 2 Peter. If you've received Christ, what does he want? Walk in him. Who? Jesus. Rooted in him. Jesus. Built up in him. Jesus. Amen. 2 Peter 3:18, grow in grace and in the what? Knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Where do we get the knowledge? In the Word of God. Amen? God's will is that we keep growing. In 1 Peter 2:2, he says, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby as newborn babes. Keep growing. Being built up in him. And then fourthly, verse 7 of Colossians 2, established. Established in the faith. That phrase, the faith, that is our salvation. And God, if you look at Jude, verse 3, you know what God wants you to do as Christians? He wants you to be so established in the faith that you can actually defend it. You can actually contend for it. Look here in Jude 1, obviously, and verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, there's only one salvation, amen? That's Jesus. It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for what? The faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. Contend for it. Stand for it. Even fight for it. Not physically, of course. Contend for the faith. God wants us to be established such that we can stand for what we believe. And we know why we believe it. We can prove why we believe it from this. He wants every Christian to get to that point. He also is going to establish us with trials. We didn't want to hear this, did we? 1 Peter 5:10. That the establishment process for a Christian also involves testing. And how are things strengthened and tested, strengthened and refined, but through testing of fire? 1 Peter 5:10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. See that word establish? There it is. After that you've suffered a while. We need to be established in our faith. God's going to test us to establish us even more. But God wants us to be so grounded and rooted in Christ, so built up in Christ, that we are established in the faith. We can't be shaken. We know what we believe and why we believe it. Because let me tell you, the Bible teaches that in these last days, our faith's going to be tested even more. Not just because of the persecution, which will also increase, and it is increasing around the world, but doctrinally, we're going to be tested more. It's just going to happen. The Bible says in the last days, there shall be false prophets. There will be people bringing in false doctrines of devils and so forth. And it's only going to get worse. The only answer is to be established. To be rooted and grounded. To be built up in Christ. But to be established in what you know you believe. And you are ready when the tests come. And they will. And while you're doing all of this, if you've received Christ, hallelujah, walk in Him, be rooted in Him, be built up in Him, established in Him, abounding with thanksgiving. I love that. Be grateful, thankful for everything along the way while you're going through this grounding and establishing process that God's going to put us through. Be giving thanks all the time. You know, this is one of the earmarks of a Christian that's growing. It's a Christian who is constantly thankful. Because God says, look at Ephesians 5:20, God lists for us. So if you've got your notebook out, get ready to write a very long list of all the things we're to be thankful for. Ephesians 5:20. Giving thanks always. So how often are we to be thankful? For what? All things. There's your list. We don't need a list, do we? Because it's all things. Unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks. Because the devil doesn't want us to be thankful. The devil wants us to be angry. He wants us to be disappointed. He wants us to be frustrated, depressed. People that have all those things, they're not thankful, are they? That's the opposite of being thankful. But thanksgiving reveals our trust and faith in the Lord, doesn't it? Thank you, Lord, for this trial. Thank you, Lord, for that test. Thank you, Lord, for that person that just attacked me. Because I know it's your will, and I know that you're developing me, and I know that you have a plan for my life. That's a lot different than, Lord, why? Lord, this isn't fair. Lord, why would you do this to me? You're not thankful when you're complaining, are you? We see this in Israel. And it shouldn't be part of our lives if we are rooted and built up and established in Christ. It means that we are walking by faith. And we are thankful. How often? Always. For what? All things. Again, a simple passage, but so profound. If you've received Christ Jesus the Lord, what does He want you to do? Walk in Him, be rooted in Him, be built up in Him, and established in the faith. And while you're doing all those things, abounding therein with thanksgiving. This is what God's will is for each of us. And I hope that we're moving forward in these areas. We're in the Word. We're faithful to church. We're grounded in our faith. And if not, we're at least in that process. We haven't stagnated. The Bible says in the Old Testament, you're either going forward or you're going backward. There's no sitting still with God. He wants every Christian who has trusted Jesus Christ to be built up in Him. I hope you can say, you know, as I look back over my Christian life, however long you've been saved, I have grown. I'm not there yet. I've got a lot of work God needs to do in my life. But I look back and I've grown in my understanding of the Word. I've grown in my Christian walk. And I've grown in my grounding in my faith. I'm not afraid when the Jehovah's Witness knock on my door anymore. I don't run and hide under the dining room table and act like nobody's home. I'm actually willing to open the door and say, I'm born again and going to heaven. Are you? Look at Isaiah 9:6. Jesus is called the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. What do you think about that? He is Jehovah. Just tell Him what this says. Amen? Don't be afraid. That's what happens when you're established. This is what God wants, that we be built up in Christ. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word. Lord, I pray that we would take these simple truths to heart. Lord, if we've received Christ Jesus, the Lord, that we would be walking in Him, going forward, trusting the Holy Spirit to guide us and to use us, and we'd be rooted in Christ, we'd be grounded. Lord, that we'd be constantly being built up in our faith, and that we are established in the faith, Lord. And all of the while, abounding with thanksgiving, because you are so good to us. So, Lord, may that be our Christian walk. I pray the Holy Spirit would do a work in our hearts that would be lasting as we contemplate these things. Lord, if there's someone in this room not born again, I pray that they would realize that you love them so much you were willing to die on the cross for their sins and rise again, offer them eternal life. And I pray they'd be willing to accept eternal life, accept Jesus, and be born again, even today. Have your will and way in our hearts. In this invitation time, we love you in Jesus' name. Amen.